Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 851 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Adam, but before we get to that, I just want to mention that, hey, in June, so a couple months from now, I'm relaunching my course, Smart From Scratch. So this is for those of you who are just starting out, who have no idea where to get started. You've been listening to these episodes and you're like, man, I wish I knew an idea that I had that was going to work. Or if I wish I could pick the one idea that is going to work out of the thousands that are going across my brain after listening to all these episodes. Well, this is what this course helps you do. And it helps you be sure that you find an idea that will work for you and the market that you're getting into. This is very much similar to what happens in my book, Will It Fly, but it walks you through the process with more detailed videos and accountability and a community, so other groups of students who are going through the process with you. And hundreds of people have already had access to this. It's reopening again in June, and I'm so excited. If you want to check it out, go to smartfromscratch.com and sign up for the waitlist there. All right, here's today's question from Adam.
Hey Pat, Adam Spencer here. This is kind of a follow-up question to my question regarding partnerships and how you would reach out to potential partners. When you reach out to them, or when you reach out to anyone to do with anything and you need a response, how long do you wait between sending it out or sending out an email or whatever and following up? And how many times do you follow up? And in what way would you follow up so as to not be annoying? Thanks, Pat. Love everything you do. And thanks. Bye.
Hey, Adam. Thanks so much for the question. You know, there's a quote that I like to share that I believe Dane Maxwell was the first one to introduce me to this quote. But it's so, so important. That is, the fortune is in the follow-up. The fortune is in the follow-up. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to get rich the moment you follow up, but it basically is a way of saying you have to follow up because a lot of times that's where the action can finally start to happen. When you send an email out or you reach out to make contact with somebody, oftentimes they just don't see that first attempt, or maybe they do and they get distracted, or maybe they just didn't believe that what you were saying was really important and it would take a second or sometimes even a third time to have them realize that this thing that you're asking them is really important. Well, there is a line there, obviously, because you could ask somebody every hour of the day and make them really annoyed at you. So what happens? How do you do this right? Well, for me, it obviously depends on what it is that you're asking. You know, if I'm going to ask somebody if they'd like to be a guest on the podcast, for example, I'll send them an email. And if I don't hear back from them within a week, then I'll send them another follow-up email. Sometimes I'll help stir up the process a little bit by reaching out to them on email. Email is always the great place to start communication. But also at the same time, let them know on a social media platform that I have access to or where I know that they're at, to let them know that I just sent them an email. I don't want to copy and paste that same message, but it just might be a quick thing. So for example, again, if I'm trying to get somebody on the podcast, I might say on Twitter, for example, hey, Adam, just sent you an email. Would love to have you on the show. Let me know when you read it. or something like that, or looking forward to your reply to sort of imply that, hey, I want you to read this, please. So oftentimes these social media outreaches are a great way to poke somebody, if you will, without annoying them if you've sent them an email to start. Other times things are a little bit more urgent. So if it's a team member, for example, and I need something done ASAP because, you know, there's an emergency or something, well, then I'll reach out to them, probably not even via email, but on Slack. And then if I don't hear from them on Slack right away, then I'll contact them via text. And I have their text, their phone numbers, which, you know, that's the last resort. So in that regard, it's sort of other extreme, right? But, you know, it depends on what it is that you're asking, but you just have to use your best judgment, right? But don't be afraid to follow up, first of all, and following up once or twice, not with the exact same message, but with a follow-up message is also important to keep in mind. So don't just resend the same email. It just almost seems like, you know, you're in it for the wrong reasons, right? So following up and replying to that same email that you sent out saying, hey, by the way, just wanted to make sure you saw this. Let me know when you get a sec. You know, quick follow-ups like that work very well, and a lot of times that's all it takes. And then that's all you need to know. I mean, it's going to be difficult to answer this question, Adam, without any specifics behind it. And of course, the other thing about it is everybody's different, right? So depending on how much you know this person, you might know that, well, you can annoy them a little bit because you have a little bit more friendly of a relationship, and maybe that you just know that they just didn't see it when normally they would respond, in which case you would send more emails or more notices or hit them up on social media more often, versus if it's a more higher profile person, well, then you want to take your time and not be annoying, but you also want to be confident and also, you know, consistent and persistent, but without being annoying. So, you know, you have to really define what annoying might be. And to me, that is just copy and pasting the same thing over and over and over again, asking without giving a person time. When it comes to email, typically, you know, 2 or 3 days is a good, if I had to pick a certain time period, 2 or 3 days is a good time period to wait before following up if it's not a very specific time-sensitive situation. So, Adam, I hope that answers your question and gives you some ideas on how to handle that. But thank you so much. I appreciate you. And I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for everybody else out there, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And as a reminder, head on over to smartfromscratch.com. You can sign up there for the waitlist for my upcoming launch in June. There'll be some really cool students coming in, I'm sure, who are going to be working together and along with me, be putting office hours on, giving you access to me so you can ask your questions about your new business all along the way, because I'm here to help, guys. So check them out, smartfromscratch.com. Sign up for the waitlist, and I look forward to serving you there. And also, here's the quote to finish off the day by Andre Morois. Business is a combination of war and sport. All right, guys, take care. Thank you so much. And once again, that link for you to sign up for the waitlist for Smart From Scratch simply is smartfromscratch.com. Take care. Thanks. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.